Blog Talk Radio.
Guess who's Bizak? Kona Tech. Wow, my people. It's been a long time. I would say it's been a few months. Just talk that talk with LJ and Tweety. I'm LJ. I really don't know who the hell Tweety is. Nah, I'm just kidding. Tweety been out of town working for a minute, and he's still out of town working, and his job doesn't, what he doing right now don't necessarily allow him to have a set time that he can do the show. So for the time being, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to keep it pushing and do my thing until he's able to come back on a week-to-week basis. Hopefully, starting now, we'll start back doing these every Sunday. The time may fluctuate a little bit, but 12:30, 1 o'clock, whatever, you get the link, you know what I'm saying, tune in, listen. As I always like to say, tell a friend and listen. And, you know what I'm saying, make sure you tuned in yourself. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to everybody who celebrates Christmas. Now, that's been an interesting thing to me as I've gotten a little older. I kind of go around, I don't say Merry Christmas to people as much anymore. Not because I don't think this is a great time of year, but people a little bit more politically, sensitive about everything. Now, you say Merry Christmas, you can fucking get fired. Oh, well, he doesn't respect my religion. It's not that nobody don't respect your fucking religion. Maybe in my religion we say Merry Christmas. But anyways, so look, some housekeeping things to get out of the way. So we just bought a house like a month and a half, 2 months ago. Got some nasty fucking neighbors. Not like the people who live to my left and right, but to my left. In my neighborhood, some nasty people. If you got a dog, I'm just going to say this straight up. If you got a dog and you got a yard full of dog shit, you're a nasty motherfucker. That's just straight like that. You nasty. You nasty. I mean, you just let your dog go outside, take a dump, and you don't bother to clean up. You nasty. It's a few houses like that in my little subdivision. Y'all nasty. Y'all lucky I don't really do all that tattletelling and shit like that. I don't even know who you call on that. Peter, I don't know, the SPCA. I don't know. I don't know. You got to call somebody. One of them houses, they kind of live, they fence is sort of connected to mine. We just bought a dog not too long ago, the German Shepherd. And they nasty fucking dogs is digging under the fence. And I don't want their little nasty doodoo smelling ass dogs to be close to my dogs. Because we pick up the poop after my dog. You heard me? Anyway, so if you got a dog, pick up your dog shit. Don't be nasty. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna do no more house. What you call it? Man, I ain't even do the right time. I put 15 minutes, so this is gonna be a short episode because I screwed up. So I'm gonna hit a couple things real quick. Really the big thing this year in sports, or at least the last 4 or 5 months, man. LaVar Ball and the Ball family. We was on hiatus when the thing happened with his son getting caught stealing over in China. Some tomfoolery ensued back and forth between him and the president. First of all, if your big thing is I did something for you and I need you to say thank me, I'm going to just tell you right here, for the most part, for me, I don't want you to do nothing for me, player. Because if I got to say thank you, I ain't asked you to do shit for me, first of all. But if I got to say, you just said, well, I ain't going to do this out of the goodness of my heart. I'm going to do this because I want you to say thank you. I would prefer that you never even talk to me just straight like that. But anyways, someone got caught stealing with a couple other people. They pulled him out of school. He had already put his youngest son, LaMelo, out of high school. I think education is important, but also at the same time, you got to look at, I would say you have to look at it in the kids' eyes, like what do they want to be professionals in and what's the best way for them to be a professional, you know what I'm saying, at that. If you want to be a business owner, a great entrepreneur or something like that, CEO of a Fortune 500 company, probably in your best interest to go to college. You know, that's kind of the tried and true model, brick and mortar, you know, you're going to need that degree to even open some doors in corporate America. You know, so So that's probably the best way. But as an athlete, I mean, you can argue that based on your talent level, going to college is not the best route to go. If you're a top-level talent, especially in basketball, football, you don't have a choice now. You just don't have a choice. Basketball is not the same. You know, you do have a choice as to whether or not you go to college. There's other options out there besides going straight to college. And the crazy part about it is, Michael Dell, Bill Gates, one of them, extremely rich dudes, he was in the computer. One of them dropped out of college. Maybe the other one didn't go to college. I don't know, something like that. But in your industry, you don't have to go to college. You know, you can be like the smartest dude in computers and never have to go to college, and you can get a top-tier job or, you know, start a company like Microsoft or Dell. You know what I'm saying? You just have to be good at your job or have the knowledge. But as an athlete, you know, whether in football, you have to go to college. You need college. Baseball, basketball, I don't know anything about hockey. Tennis, I mean, you can go pro at tennis at like 6 years old. Golf, same thing. You don't fucking have to go to college to play golf. And so I don't necessarily because his two boys, I'm assuming it's their goal and not their dad's goal, for them to be professional athletes. I don't necessarily have any issues with him pulling his kids out of college for sure. High school, a little bit more dicey. Because, LaMelo shoots the ball with two hands. It's like he's playing volleyball. So I don't know if he's going to necessarily be a pro, right? And you can't even get a job at 7-Eleven these days without no high school diploma. So if he got a way that he's still going to be able to do what he got to do educationally and still play basketball, by all means, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to knock it. But what I will say is people in the United States, y'all looking crazy right now. You look foolish because you're criticizing LaVar Ball for taking his kids out of school and putting them and turning them into professional basketball players, right? And the main problem is, I mean, the way I look at it is LaVar Ball basically telling these large universities that you're not going to profit off my son's name, right? Because his connection or the Ball name in general, when it comes to basketball, is just popping. But, you know, everything, I don't know what the hell his older son, Lonzo, everything he do, they follow him. I mean, hell, Ben Simmons probably playing the best ball as a rookie. Lonzo Ball ain't even playing as close to as well as Ben Simmons is in the NBA. But you can argue that Lonzo Ball's name is more popping right now just because of his dad and everything that goes with it, right? So he's basically, to me, LaVar Ball is saying, NCAA, you universities, I'm not going to let you make millions of dollars off my sons. Right? I'm not going to let you do that when I can put them in professional basketball right now. They can train to be professional athletes, and they can make money off of their likenesses or whatever it is you can make money off of as a professional athlete. The other thing behind that is, too, and why I really say people are you looking silly, right, is because if you look at the model for professional athletes in other countries, two models in particular, because I don't know baseball as well, but if you go to European countries and you study how they build soccer players and soccer programs, by programs I mean like the Barcelonas, Real Madrid, et cetera, the top level teams, and then you will see that they take kids at a young age. You know, boss, I'm not going to tell you what age they start taking them at, because just they may be a great one that they recognize at 7, and the other one might not be until 15. But anyway, they basically turn them into these kids into professional athletes at a young age, and they basically, I mean, they still go to school to get an education, right, in theory, but they spend more time playing soccer probably than they do going to school. You know, they are, for lack of a better way to say it, they are professional athletes. So if you're a 10-year-old and you're in the Real Madrid system coming up over in Europe or in Spain, right, in my mind, you're a professional athlete at the age of 10 years old, whatever the hell age I just said. The model that he is following is not a model that's popular in American sports, but it's very popular in European sports and soccer. Right? Check out one of the all-time greats in soccer, Leo Messi. Go back and look through his lineage and see when he first started into the Barcelona system. Some of these kids leave one country and go to a completely another, to a completely different country away from their parents and go to these soccer academies and play with these professional teams, their little feeder programs. And the other thing is basketball, which LeVar Ball has his kids in right now. You take like a Dirk Nowitzki or, you know, a lot of the European players that come over to the United States. If you take their careers, right, or if you take their basketball lifespans and you look at where their basketball lifespan started, you will see that a lot of these guys turn into professional athletes when they were in high school. And when I say turn into professional athletes, I don't mean, oh, I'm deciding not to go to college and so I'm going to go over here. Like, no, they were actually playing for some club team in either whatever country that they're from or whatever, getting paid, treated just like a professional athlete. Right? So the model for what LeVar Ball is doing with his boys, his younger two, especially LaMelo because he's 15, 16 years old, is a model that is foreign to the United States. But it is it's normal in a lot of European countries. And I think the problem that people have with it is not so much of what he's doing, but part of it is how he's doing it, right? And think about American society as a whole, right? We like things that fit into nice, neat little boxes. You know, just, hell, I don't know. You're a burger joint. Burgers have to have X, Y, and Z. Pizza, you're a pizza joint. Well, you have to have X, Y, and Z at a minimum to make a pizza. Otherwise, if you don't do that, then it's not a pizza, and we don't want to call you a pizza place, right? Because we want everybody to fit into a perfectly good mold. Most of that is so that they can make money off of you. Think about it, right? Why would I really care whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, right? Because in reality, we're supposed to all just be fucking what's best for the country. But that's a subject for another day. But if I can get you to say you're a Republican, what can I do? I can target advertising towards you, right? Whether it's advertising for products, organizations, for a particular candidate. And if I'm the person who's targeting you with advertising, I'm making money for myself by putting somebody directly into somebody who's more likely to buy their product, but I'm also, so they're paying me to do that, but I'm also making money on that person that I'm helping to advertise or target a specific group. They're also making money, right? So in America, we like everything to fit in these nice, neat boxes. Oh, yeah, you're black. Oh, you're white. Well, we're not going to list, oh, maybe you're half black, maybe you're half white, you know. But we want everybody to fit into that box, and I think that's the problem that people are having with LeVar Ball and what he's doing is he doesn't want to do it the way that they feel like he should do, and they can't just put him in a box so they can't restrain him, right? Like these fucking NBA or NFL can't say, well, you know, you got to play – we think you got to play in high school or in college for 2 years or 3 years – before you can go to the NFL. Why? It's fucking football. If I can play football at 19 at the highest level, what the fuck do I need to go to college for 3 years for? Because so they can put you in that box and everybody, the system just keeps rolling. You know what I'm saying? Just think about that. So I'm going to screw myself on my time. So I got 12 seconds. Thank y'all for tuning in. I might have a second episode that I might do tonight. But y'all have a Merry Christmas. Peace, love, and soul grease.